You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Maritime New Zealand's filed a charge against KiwiRail after an inter-island ferry lost power in Cook Strait last year. There were nearly 900 people on board at the time. A May Day call had to be made. In the end, it ended well. Maritime Union National Secretary Craig Harrison is with us at Newstalk ZB this morning. G'day, Craig. How are you going?
Good morning.
Serious fright that was. Did you expect this step from Maritime New Zealand?
To be truthful, didn't think they were going to go as far as prosecute, but it looks like they've done a thorough investigation in nearly a year and have laid charges against KiwiRail around their processes and procedures connected with their maintenance management by looks of it for the vessels.
Mm. Is it simply a case of the equipment, the ships being worn out, or is there more to it, do you think?
Well, I think it's the case of the ships being worn out. So the Kaitaki was built in 1995, so it's come up 29 years. The Kaiarahi is coming up to 26 years, and so the Aotearoa, 26 years. So they're coming to they're right at the end of their life for ships that work in a real harbour of water between the North and South Island, and they work hard, quick turnarounds and sailing. So, you know, it is to be expected that, you know, it's right at the end of a ship's life.
Mm. The reality, though, seems to be now that replacements are quite some way off. So the question is, how long is it safe to keep operating these old boats?
Well, I don't think we're going to get the luxury of time, unfortunately. I think the planning was to have these vessels gone by the end of, mid-next year or the end of 2026. And the two replacement vessels were specifically designed to increase the ability to sail in heavier weather and more frequency. And also, you know, the project was, I'd say they're expecting 25 to 27 years of life out of those vessels. And now, so that's all sort of been kicked for touch until the government finds another solution. But I don't think time's on our hand, on side on this, I'm afraid.
Although KiwiRail says it's had 100% asset reliability over the holiday, 92% on time. Are you happy with that? Do you believe that?
Sort of believe it, but then you've got to ask, you know, the question of, well, how much time was involved in additional maintenance to keep these vessels sailing? You know, it's a significant amount of work to keep these things going. It's like running an old car, you know. In the end, you know, have an old vintage car, but it probably takes time and money to keep it on the road. And that's where these vessels are right now.
Is there an easy solution to this situation?
I think they really got to analyse the two vessels that the KiwiRail were looking at are specifically designed for the task. If there was a way to go ahead with the project and bring the vessels and sort of have a compromise or a half measure deal at either terminals, but in the end, you know, these projects, it's a 25 to 30 year project, and the terminals, you got to think, have a life to 60 to 80 years. So it's not a, you know, it's where we should be looking for a fix that's going to last, you know, generations, not just a couple of years.
Bottom line, someone's got to put their hands in their pockets sooner or later.
Well, I think so. Everyone knows nothing gets cheaper when you're building, and you only got to look at Transmission Gully. What a great project, but it cost us a fortune in the end, but it's still a great project.
So the cheapest time to buy one's now?
It is. You know, the vessels were designed, they were sitting on the blocks to get built. So if you kick it back and you want two new vessels, or if they want, for instance, three vessels to replace the three vessels they've got now, who's to say that the cost of three new vessels of similar size isn't the same price as two bigger vessels? So I don't think it's an easy way out of this, unfortunately, for anyone.
Good on you, Craig. Thanks so much for being with us. National Secretary with the Maritime Union, Craig Harrison.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.